Hi, this is Krista M. Gelter, and I'm here with you from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. And today I have the written article that accompanies the YouTube video and also the blog post, Coconut Maple Chips. It's a simple two-ingredient recipe. It's quick, inexpensive, and healthy, and I'm sure you're going to love it. It is a super high fiber, 5 grams per ounce, high protein. It's got lots of vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes, and it offers a great dense source of ketogenic energy, which is a far more stable and balanced way to get through your day. It takes about 5 minutes to mix and only a bowl and spoon to wash for cleanup. It goes in the oven for 60 minutes at 200, and you turn off the oven, let it cool inside the oven, and voila, it's done. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." Here we go with the article, and I hope you enjoy it. Below, I have interesting information about the ingredients, the options, and how they're influencing and interacting with body function. So let's get started with our main ingredient, which is coconut. Coconut is not a fruit nor a nut. Coconut is actually a great big seed. It is a great source of fiber and has 5 grams per ounce, and protein, 2 grams per ounce. There are vitamins, minerals, electrolytes. It also has lauric acid and other valuable phytochemicals. It is great for balancing internal bacterial environments and controls fungal overgrowth. The fiber, medium-chain fatty acids, antibacterial and antifungal properties make coconut a healing agent for certain people, including some with Crohn's and/or colitis. Its fatty acid composition is 60% and is one of the best sources of medium-chain fatty acids, also called MCFAs. Palm oil is another, as is MCT oil. Medium-chain fatty acids do not require enzymes nor conversion, which means they can be used instantly for heart, organ, and cellular energy. However, high-fat content foods, including healthy fats such as medium-chain fatty acids, will cause discomfort and possibly crisis states for those with fatty food intolerances, liver disease, or other conditions. Coconut fat provides ketone energy. 1/3 cup of coconut is equal to 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. 1/2 of a coconut oil is used instantly and directly as ketone energy for heart and organ energy. The other half is converted to ketone energy by the liver. A medical food dose of ketone energy is 2 to 6 tablespoons. 30 grams is 2 tablespoons, spread throughout the 24-hour day. Dose depends on conditions, body needs, and tolerances. The heart and certain organs prefer and function much better with fatty acid energy as opposed to glucose. Ketones from coconut, palm, and MCT oil cross the blood-brain barrier for improved brain function, do not require insulin, enter the same energy pathways as do glucose and insulin. The energy is more stable, and it produces far more ATP energy than does glucose plus an insulin. Ketones may benefit the health by increasing memory, cognition, mood, and behaviors, muscle control, and energy. It is known to decrease depression, muscle tremors, and shaking. And some, it is the solution for getting a good night's sleep. Conditions treated by ketone energy that comes from coconut, palm, or MCT oil include Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, neurodegenerative disease, ALS, ADD, ADHD, autism, MS, and many more autoimmune disease type conditions. Ketone body levels from coconut and palm oil peak 3 hours after ingestion and remain for 6 hours. MCT oil energy is converted by the liver to ketones and peaks 90 minutes after and is gone at 3 hours. Choose organic, unrefined coconut oil. If you have an aversion to the aroma of coconut oil, then choose a refined coconut oil because it will be less so. The oil maintains its ketone qualities at oven temperatures up to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or less, and on the stovetop at medium heat or less. Its shelf life is 2 years, and its solid state is 75 degrees Fahrenheit and under, and it melts at 76 degrees or higher. Our second main ingredient for this recipe is maple syrup. And maple syrup comes from the sap of the maple tree, as you already know. And these maple trees grow in Canada and in the Northeast USA. The sap is like the tree's blood. And it begins to run in February as the sap begins to flow as it wakes up from its winter rest in preparation for springtime. Sap in February, the start of the season, is very light in color. As the tree becomes more active, the sap becomes darker. Darker colored syrup has a stronger flavor, is considered to be a lower grade, and has higher antioxidant qualities. No matter the grade or color, its sugar and density remain the same. 1 gallon of syrup requires 40 to 45 gallons of maple sap. And maple syrup is a natural, pure, unrefined food. The sap is boiled down in sugar houses to create the thick syrup. The Native Americans allowed the sap to freeze, and the freezing process would separate the sugar from the water, and they would remove the ice and be left with the syrup. Maple syrup is reluctant to crystallize like cane sugar because of its dextrose and fructose content. Its sweetness comes from sucrose. It contains potassium, magnesium, and iron, and is believed to be good for digestion, circulation, and has a glycemic index of 54, which is quite good. When used sparingly and or in combination with stevia, the sweet value remains high to please a sweet lover's palate without the drawbacks of high sugar content. Now I'm going to begin to give you some information about your third optional ingredients. The recipe is great with coconut and maple syrup just alone, but if you want to add something else to it, I have three options to offer you. The first one is cocoa nibs. Cocoa trees produce a fruit, cocoa pods, each with about 30 to 50 seeds, similar in shape and size to that of an almond. Cocoa nibs are cocoa seed pieces. Cocoa is a seed, not a bean, as we're often told. It takes about 400 seeds to make 1 pound of chocolate. Most are predominantly lavender brown hue, and rare varieties, considered higher value, produce white or purple cocoa seeds. Cocoa is high in fat, like most seeds, no natural sugar, caffeine, theobromine, is quite bitter, and has oxalates. Oxalates in foods are a concern for those with kidney dysfunction, kidney stones, joint conditions, and disease, and are also an aggravating trigger for most autoimmune diseases, as well as other medical conditions. The only way to really know if your body has a negative response to an element is to eliminate the item or substance and see how your body functions without exposure to it. Your body will tell you. Bitters, foods or herbs, stimulate digestion and encourage bile flow and production. Theobromine is the caffeine in cocoa, dilates blood vessels, and relieves respiratory conditions and asthma in certain individuals. If your respiratory conditions improve with pure cocoa, you may want to consider taking theobromine extract. Taking a bitter herb for digestion is not comparable to cocoa, which contains both the bitter and caffeine in the same food. If the bitter helps digestion, but the caffeine makes you edgy or leaves you a bit shaky, then you may do better taking a bitter herb without the caffeine element added to it. Be careful not to globalize a food, herb, or supplement as all good or all bad, based on how the one symptom you are paying closest attention to responds. A substance may help one area, but impair another. Take a look at the big picture. If you can look at whole body responses, then you can zero in on what is happening to make adjustments, which may lead you to the results that you are really searching for. Your body is giving incredibly accurate information to guide you towards the answer, but it is important to see all the information it is offering. Raw cocoa nibs are quite harsh on the palate, even for me, but grinding down, toasting, and roasting softens and smooths out that harsh, edgy bitter and leaves it quite appealing. Cocoa is bitter and always will be, so it may require acquiring a taste for it. I like a fresh medium grind salt on my chocolate bark because it softens the taste and adds a little something special. Another option to add to your coconut maple chips is cinnamon. Cinnamon comes from the inner bark of a tree and it is used differently throughout the world for both cooking, pastries, and confections, and also as a powerful healing remedy for its warm, stimulating qualities. The health benefits of cinnamon include it strengthens weak digestion, reduces nausea, vomiting, gas, and diarrhea, relieves indigestion, lowers high blood pressure, doubles insulin's ability to metabolize blood sugar, and it has antispasmodic, antiviral, and antiseptic qualities. Cinnamon is divided into two categories. True and Ceylon cinnamon are slightly more expensive and considered more delicate for cooking purposes. These two promote lower cholesterol and greater blood sugar control. These two do not contain plant coumarins. Vietnamese, Burmese, and cassia cinnamon are less expensive, and these contain plant coumarin. Burmese cinnamon has slightly higher amounts of coumarin than the other two. Plant coumarin acts as an appetite suppressant and also encourages faster breakdown of extracellular fluids for quicker reabsorption, which will relieve edema-related discomforts if the edema is the result of insufficient body chemicals to break down extracellular fluids. Unmodified plant coumarins, as they occur in plants, do not have any effect on vitamin K coagulation nor on the action of warfarin-type drugs. I wonder how many people with edema-related conditions and problems would benefit from taking cinnamon supplements or including more cinnamon in their body. However, when there is a benefit for some, there is a disadvantage for others. High intake of natural plant coumarins may cause liver damage in certain people. If you like cinnamon, are looking for health benefits, then maximize your food choices for best body function, depending on your body's needs. It is very easy to find and buy specific types of organic cinnamon online now, in bulk. Prices are very good, and these store nicely in an airtight canning jar in a cool, dark place. If you are making cinnamon coconut maple chips, you will likely need bigger quantities of cinnamon. The third option that I have for the third ingredient is roasted carob powder. Carob is a bean that grows in a large pod on a flowering evergreen shrub that is a relative of the pea and is part of the Fabaceae family. If you are allergic or intolerant to alfalfa or legumes, beans, or peas, then you may also be intolerant to carob. Carob has 2.4 grams of fiber for 6 grams of carob powder. It is a great prebiotic. Prebiotics are food for your intestinal flora and also food for your probiotics. It lowers cholesterol and soothes intestinal lining. Its tannins act as a gentle intestinal astringent to prevent bacterial overgrowth and keeps the inner intestinal lining healthy. Its thickening qualities serve as both a laxative and a remedy against diarrhea. Carob has no caffeine, no oxalates, no bitter taste, and no fat. However, it does have sugar, 2.9 grams of sugar for 6 grams of carob powder. Carob is interchangeable with cocoa for flavor and cooking uses, but their medicinal effects are entirely different. Oven cooking in carob significantly changes the flavor of carob and gives it a much deeper flavor that resembles chocolate. I thought carob was relatively similar, no matter the source, but this is not true. I was quite surprised how radically different carob was depending on the source. I personally prefer Bob's Red Mill roasted carob, but if you don't like that one, then try another source because you may prefer carob from a different source. And here is a review of the detailed instructions for how to make this, and it is so simple. Your two ingredients, a 6 to 8 ounce package of unsweetened coconut chips. I always prefer organic, but non-organic coconut is still safe. 2 soup spoons or tablespoons of any grade of maple syrup. With these quantities, you end up with only 3 to 4 grams of sugar per ounce of coconut chips. And your optional third ingredient is salt, organic cocoa nibs, organic cinnamon powder, or roasted carob powder. The instructions are, number 1, place the coconut chips in a bowl. Room temperature coconut chips are flexible. Cold coconut chips will break and shatter. Choose the temperature of your chips according to your desired outcome. Number 2, add 2 soup spoons or tablespoons of maple syrup. More syrup is not better. Too much syrup causes chips to be chewy rather than crunchy after they have cooled. Number 3. Mix until each coconut chip has a sort of syrup satin sheen on it. If your mixing was incomplete, you will have both white chips, those with maple syrup on them, and brown toasted chips, those that don't have maple syrup on them. And they will be in the same batch. And your optionals are, you can add the optional ingredient, add the quantity of your taste preferences, crushed and ground organic cocoa nibs, cinnamon powder, or roasted carob powder. Mix until powder is evenly distributed and stuck to the maple syrup on the coconut chip. Do not add a third ingredient before the maple syrup has evenly been coated on each coconut chip. Salting. If you are not used to salting sweet foods, then go very lightly or test it out on a tiny portion to see if you like it. Salt adds a salty sweet dimension. Think honey roasted peanuts. Salt is also effective for softening the edge on bitter items such as cocoa nibs or dark chocolate. Carob and cinnamon are not elements I would particularly salt, but if you are tempted, then try it on a small portion to see what it does. It really doesn't matter what I like. What matters is what you like and what you want to eat. Number 4. Spread it all out on a nonstick pan or a silicone baking mat and put in the oven or toaster oven to dry cook at 200 degrees Fahrenheit for 55 to 65 minutes. Number 5. Turn off the oven and leave everything exactly as it is in the oven to cool. Coconut will be soft when it's warm and it hardens crispy crunchy once cooled. Store it in the fridge, if there's any left, because it keeps longer and ensures it stays crunchy in there. My observations and thoughts over the years of making this. I like to grind my cocoa nibs with my old-fashioned hand grinder because it produces a very irregular, coarse finish. This creates a varied texture, taste, and outcome which I like. The finer and smaller the grind, the more the final taste will differ. You can try a mortar and pestle too, a spice grinder, or something else. What you prefer and want to eat is the right way. Carob and chocolate can be swapped out for one another depending on body type and needs. Carob is a bean in the pea family, has sugar and no fat, caffeine, nor oxalates. Chocolate has caffeine, oxalates, fat, and is a bitter, but no sugar. So make your decisions wisely. I tried honey one day instead of maple syrup. I ate 6 ounces of it, and each time I ate that trial, all I could think of was, I won't ever do this again. I love honey, but I didn't like the result. However, if it tempts you, then by all means try it. Just because it didn't please me doesn't mean it won't work for you. Eat the chips alone or as an added ingredient to something else. Be creative. The only person who needs to like it is you, so try things. I use the chips to make dark chocolate and carob bark, in salads, on rice, with cooked apples and more. If you like brown toasted coconut, then do it without maple syrup. The sweet taste of the maple syrup is lost under the far stronger flavor and aroma from the brown toasted coconut chips. I don't waste sugar intake unless I can taste it and get the sweet value in my mouth from it. I tried other options including pumpkin spice, garam masala, ground coffee, and others. I love bold tastes, but I found them too edgy. However, you might love them, so be curious, try things. It is by playing in the kitchen that I know what I know. And if you like sweet, you can experiment by adding and mixing liquid stevia glycerite to your maple syrup before you put it on the coconut chips. This may dramatically increase the sweet end result. I haven't tried it because I find them sweet enough as they are, but others may prefer a sweeter end result. And that's the end of this coconut maple chips podcast article / YouTube video. I hope you found it useful, and if you do, maybe you'll check out some of my other stuff. Thank you, and until next time, take care.